There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, we are back with more of the program. You can, of course, call in to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And we have been talking about our friend James Cleveland, who is currently in custody in Dinwiddie County, Virginia. It's just kind of to the southwest of Richmond. The folks from Virginia Cop Block have been on the case, and I'm grateful that they're out there. I guess that is one of the nice things about all the libertarians not moving to New Hampshire, is there are still some people out there in the rest of the country. And actually, you don't have to be a libertarian to be a cop blocker. A lot of people are in cop block who aren't really that libertarian necessarily.
Yeah. A lot of people who oppose libertarianism who are cop blockers.
It's true. So long as they support accountability of the police, then that's generally the only thing that, you know, qualifies you to be in cop block. Yeah. And so, in fact, RJ, you are the host of Cop Block Radio, which happens on
every Wednesday from 10 to midnight Eastern. It is a call-in show, and people can tell their stories about police accountability.
No shortage of that.
This will certainly be at the top of the list on Wednesday night.
I imagine it will.
Hopefully, we'll be able to speak with James by then.
I expect that we will. He has apparently been contacting, or at least contacted his father, so I'm sure first of all, I hope that they can get him out sooner rather than later and he doesn't end up going to jail, because right now, it's my understanding, he is in the custody of the sheriff's department after having been charged with some sort of a misdemeanor drug possession account for having prescription pills, allegedly. Now, he was driving a box truck at the time as he was driving south from New Hampshire to Georgia through Virginia, driving a business truck, which still had some product in it because James runs a thrift store for a living. And so he buys things from, you know, estate sales and storage facility sales, you know, where you just buy an entire storage locker. You don't know what the hell's in this place. You're just grabbing stuff, loading it in a truck. I mean, there could be all kinds of stuff in these bins. There could be a gun in there. There could be cash. There could be prescription pills. And so ultimately, this is going to be a tough case for Virginia. You know they're going to come at him with a plea deal at some point, because that's how this stuff works. I mean, they throw charges up against somebody. They try to scare them. And it is a scary process. If you've never been to jail before, if you've never been arrested before, if you've never been charged criminally before, it's an intimidating, scary process, and people want it to be over. I mean, even James was saying on the video today, he just wants this to be over. And that's what everybody wants.
No, we're here to ruin your life. It's not over until we say it's over.
It's true. It's going to be a while before this one's over, because he's not going to take a plea. He didn't have those prescription pills. He didn't even know that they were there, presumably, because they were likely with the rest of this stuff that was sort of in the truck. And because they can't really prove that he knew the pills were there, they don't really have a case. But at this point, it doesn't matter that they don't have a case, because there's no punishment for the police for doing what they're doing. Even though they can't prove it, he's not going to admit it. If he admitted it, if he said, those are my pills, well, then, okay, then they've got open and shut case at that point, because he's then just talked himself into the charge, and he's admitted guilt, and so he might as well take the plea if he's going to admit that they're his pills. But if indeed they were just in the back of the truck in some sort, or even in the front of the truck, he had like a bin of stuff with him up in the front of the truck.
Yeah, which is pretty common for, you know, I've used this truck for business purposes too, and sometimes not everything fits in the back, and you end up using the cab as well. And, you know, it can get pretty messy because it's not designed to be used that way. So it's not hard to imagine that something would fall through the cracks or fall through the seats or something like that and make the cab a messy place as well. So,
right. So we don't know where exactly these prescription pills were found, but I'm presuming they're not James's. He is not the kind of person who is going to be getting high on Klonopin, I think it was called here. That's just not his personality. He might have a few beers on a weekend or something like that, but you know, that's about all I've ever known James to do as far as drugs are concerned. Interesting detail from Nathan Cox from Virginia Cop Block. He says that over the last few hours, he's learned that the department, in this case, the sheriff's department, has figured out Virginia Cop Block was involved and has been behind the call flood, which they don't like. And he says he also found out that the police apparently looked up James's Facebook page and supposedly saw drug-related content on there.
Oh, YOLO swag.
420 Blaze It would be my guess is what they saw.
Oh, no.
And they say that may have given them further probable cause to get the warrant to search the truck.
Because of his joke campaign picture?
On Facebook. Yeah.
Wow. That's just a joke.
For those that don't know, we're talking about last year, James ran for office for state representative, and he kind of ran this funny campaign where he was trying to appeal to college students. So there was this campaign literature that he had where it was showed him basically at a rave, looked like at a rave party. It was Buzz's big gay dance party from Porkfest. And he's, you know, picture of him at a rave, essentially, and then it says something like YOLO swag 420 blaze it in big block letters on the front. And then on the back side, it was about how he supports your right to, you know, put whatever you want in your own body. Not because he is a drug user personally, but because he's a liberty-minded guy and he supports your right to own yourself. But, so, nonetheless, that may have led towards getting this warrant. Yet another good reason to keep things on lockdown on your Facebook profile, if at all possible, and share only the most safe things with members of the public. But then again, I think that might have even been
his
profile
cover
pic.
Photo or
yeah,
something.
And everybody can see the cover photos, right?
Yeah. As far as I understand it. This is a real nightmare, yeah.
So, let's see. What else do we need to share with you about this? So they searched his truck. They arrested him for this prescription thing. There's a guy down there from Virginia Cop Block who's on scene. The plan is hopefully to somehow maybe have James give permission, if the police will allow this, and who knows how charitable they're feeling, if the police will allow the guy from Virginia Cop Block, Jimmy, to drive the truck off the property. Well, they're not going to probably allow that because the tags expired.
Yeah.
But if he can get a tow to tow the truck to his house, Jimmy lives outside of Dinwiddie County. So once James is out, they can then take James outside of the county, and then hopefully he can go from there and get to safety. But either way, he's probably still going to have to deal with this expired tag situation. I don't think he's going to want to tow that that truck any much further than the immediate area. I mean, it gets very, very expensive the further you have to tow something. And he's 8 hours from Atlanta, which was going to be his destination. I mean, these cops will ruin your plans. This guy had no, you know, I mean, his plan was to go down, see his family, and, you know, get some product for his store. And now all of that is thrown off. His entire schedule is thrown off. He's in jail. He hasn't harmed a single individual at any point, has never been accused of harming another person. And this is hurting his business. This is hurting his employees, and this is certainly hurting him.
Well, this should teach him to go into business for himself, you know.
Right.
It would have been a lot easier for him if he just became some employee, some drone at some megacorp. It would have been a lot easier if he weren't innovative and starting his own business like this. You know, it's a lot easier to be messed with when you're independent.
Well, and luckily, because he is an entrepreneur, he probably could afford to pay whatever the towing fee is. A lot of people, when they get into this situation, they're screwed. If you don't have a couple hundred bucks to get out, you get whatever it is your vehicle is out of the impound yard, you got to pay the tow fee and the impound fee. If you could even remove it, and again, in his case, it's got a bad tag. But, you know, you're screwed if you don't have money in these situations. And that's usually who they pick on, is people who don't have any money.
Well, to me, the big lesson here, unfortunately,
don't leave the Shire.
Well, yeah, that's one. Another is like, it gives so much insight as to why people don't start their own businesses. Why aren't there more entrepreneurs like there used to be? And I think it's because everything is illegal. Like, you're always somehow committing some crime, probably unbeknownst to you. You know, they say commit 3 felonies a day, and it's just it could be your time at any point. Just as you pointed out, this risky business of taking on other people's property, reselling it. Yeah, sometimes you're going to come into possession of things that are illegal. And then what do you do? I mean, of course, you could just throw them out, but then the police, even in transit, could stop you.
That's
and say, here, look what we found. We found it before you did. And
they actually have a pill receptacle at the Keene Police Station, and they encourage people to come and dispose of expired prescription medications or dead family members' prescription medications at the Keene Police Department. But you're absolutely right. If they stop you on the way in, they supposedly won't do anything to you for using this pill receptacle machine thing. It's like a mailbox slot that you drop things in, and they supposedly will destroy the pills for you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you darn well please. 855-450-FREE is the number, and you can join us via Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Derek J.
Who has a new web URL.
That's true. It's TheDerekJ.com.
TheDerekJ.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Same site, just
it's
a new
URL. It's actually newer and prettier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been to this.
Yeah, I've redesigned it. You know, a lot of people want to follow the broadcasts that I'm doing. Tonight I'll be hosting a show called Freedom Fiends, and so I put up right up at the top in all colorful text all the different shows I do and the different times. So that's, you know, people know me from podcasts and from LRN.FM. I host this show. I host Pop Lock Radio, and people want to tune into these, but they don't always know when to do that. So TheDerekJ.com has all of my schedule and all of the links to the various programs that I do.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. It looks pretty easy to kind of understand, simple layout, TheDerekJ.com. Go get more Derek J right there anytime you want him. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number tonight. So we've been talking about various different aspects of James Cleveland's arrest today in Virginia. He is, as I understand it, still in police custody. We don't know if he's going to get bonded out tonight or not. That is yet to be determined, and we're trying our best to kind of follow the situation as it develops. But there's something that's come up here, Derek, that I want to talk about that's kind of a family-related aspect to this, how this affects people's family, because it really is hard on them, too. I mean, obviously, it's hard on the person who goes to jail. That's the most difficult part of this. But family members are also affected, and they're affected in a way that makes them act, in some cases, what could be contrary to the best interests of the person who's been arrested. And I want to get into more detail about that here in a moment. I also want to invite you to try BuzzBox Coffee, which you can do pretty much for free. You get your first pound free. You just have to pay the shipping cost. And get BuzzBox Coffee delivered right to your door. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. So you're getting a great deal with BuzzBox. You're getting great product, but also you can feel good because a portion of the purchase is going towards microloans through Kiva.org, sending money to people around the world in difficult parts of the world in which to live to help them make a better life for themselves. So not only do you get a pound of some of the best coffee out there for just the cost of shipping, and then, of course, you're on an auto-ship program after that, which you can cancel any time, but they're expecting that you're going to love the product, so you'll want to stay on. And, of course, with their auto-ship program, you can adjust how often you get shipments and how much coffee is involved and which flavor. So it's very cool, very customizable. And then, of course, again, you can know that a portion of the profits are helping people around the world. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There is a situation with our friend James Cleveland. He's in jail. He was driving through Virginia, got pulled over for an expired tag, basically. They searched the truck later on in the day after they got a warrant based on a dog sniff. They ended up finding some prescription pills, some Klonopin, I believe it is.
I'd like to know where the dog sniffed, by the way.
I don't know.
And where was that in relation to where they found these pills?
It's a good question. And, you know, can a dog really smell prescription pills? I mean, I presume they can, but they must not be
as smelly as
marijuana or something like that.
Come on.
So, you know, there still needs to be more that we hopefully will learn directly from James when he gets out. He's been charged with a misdemeanor and is in jail until further notice. I mean, he's got to post bond to get out. And then hopefully we can, you know, have the folks from Virginia Cop Block help him get out of Virginia, at least until whenever court ultimately is on this. Because I imagine he's going to be willing to go to court, because I don't think this is his Klonopin. And I imagine he is planning on going with a not guilty on this, which could mean a jury trial down in Virginia, which is not going to be any fun for anyone because, you know, he doesn't live there. So he'd have to then travel back down, which is going to be one of the kind of stresses on James and one of the pressures gestures towards taking whatever plea deal they come at him with. They may come at him and say, oh, well, this is a misdemeanor. You could be facing a year in jail, but we'll give you a plea deal of, I don't know, maybe there's some violation level of this, where you just cut us a check for, oh, let's say $400, and we'll give you a six-month probation or a suspended sentence or something like that, and then you can just go on your merry way. And that's going to be a tempting thing to do. In fact, I wouldn't blame him for doing it, because people do want to get the hell out. I mean, he doesn't live in Virginia. He probably doesn't want to come back to Virginia after this. What would you do in that circumstance, Derek?
It's really tough to say, because right now it just occurred to me that James just completed another trial for recording police.
That's right.
And was arrested for the charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Both misdemeanors.
Was found guilty on both. And though I believe it's his intention to appeal, I thought that the sentence had already been handed down, that he has to remain on good behavior for 2 years, which means no arrests.
That you're partially incorrect about. Okay, so the sentence was handed down, but the way things work in New Hampshire is when you get the sentence, you can then appeal to the superior court on a high-level misdemeanor like he had received.
And then the sentence doesn't matter? It's just like, oh,
correct.
That hasn't happened yet.
That's right. The whole thing basically has not happened at this point. He has gone for what is called a de novo trial, which means from the beginning. So essentially, he's now going to a jury on those charges, and so he's currently out on bail now, technically, which means that he could have violated his bail conditions with this arrest. So what they could do, and hopefully they won't do this,
revoke bail. Yeah, and
in
say,
New Hampshire.
Thanks for the money. You got yourself arrested driving down the road. And
well, they could set bail higher. They could say, oh, well, so they can do different things.
Now,
it's within the judge's discretion.
Does that mean that they would be able to re-arrest him, put him in a cage, and demand more money?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's correct.
What?
So
that just seems so crazy to me.
Right,
like,
all of this because of a trumped-up charge. I mean, because of a charge having to do with prescription pills that he has nothing to do with. He couldn't possibly have even known those pills were in the cab of the truck or in the back of the truck or wherever it was they were found. So it's outrageous. And, of course, his family is upset. I just received a message from his sister, who I've only met once when she came up to visit James. And had she not reminded me of that, I probably would have forgotten
What did she say?
She says that my older brother, my parents, and I have a request that you guys please take the sheriff's number down off the website. It's not helping the situation, and we feel it can escalate the situation. Please do this for us. Thanks.
How does she know it's not helping? And what does that mean?
That's a good question.
People are calling and saying, let James go. He didn't do anything. No one has been harmed, so if there's no victim, there's no crime. Let this man free. I would imagine that's the majority of the calls, right?
Yeah, probably, but some people may be calling with some nastier messages as well. I mean, whenever this goes out to the public, you never know who's going to call and what they're going to say.
Yeah, but Free Keene isn't the only place where the Dinwiddie County Sheriff's number is listed.
That's true.
I mean, people could hear about this story and look it up themselves and call. So,
and it's on Virginia Cop Block's page as well. They put the number up.
So taking the number down from one website, I mean, does his sister really think that's going to do anything?
It doesn't really do anything, but
you're the puppet master, Ian. Yeah. Dance, everyone. Call in.
If I were to do it, it would make them feel a little better, but that's it.
I think.
And James said he was okay with people calling, so I always err on the side of what the person in the situation wants to have happen. And if James wants to change his mind about that, he's certainly free to, you know, call us up and say, hey, stop calling the cops. 855-453. But that's a good question. I'll ask her, how does she know it's hurting him?
Yeah.
More coming up on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100.
100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way. And obviously, shipping drugs across the country, whether legal or illegal, can be a risky business. It's probably a bad idea to transport any kind of prescription medication anywhere, especially if it's not in a prescription container that has your name on it. Otherwise, you may end up with felony charges. We're fortunate that our friend James Cleveland is not facing felony charges, but that's just based on luck of the draw. I mean, he's got these Klonopin pills, apparently, that were in the truck that he was driving as he was driving through Virginia. He didn't even know they were there, likely, because he buys and sells things for a thrift store for a living. And so he had some of the product that he'd purchased from a recent auction in the truck. Which, you don't go through everything that you buy at one of these storage locker auctions. You just grab the stuff, load it up in the truck. You have no idea what's in there. If it had been a Schedule I drug, he'd be facing felony charges tonight. In this case, we found out that allegedly the drug in question was Klonopin, and that is, I just looked it up, it's a Schedule 4, and according to the Virginia scheduled classifications of drugs or whatever, according to Virginia statutes for possession, that's what's called a Class 2 misdemeanor. So we'd reported earlier it was Class 1. That's because that's what a cop told me on the phone. So, as usual, the police don't even know their own laws. This cop that told me that James was facing a Class 1 misdemeanor, I also asked him, is Class 1 the highest level misdemeanor or the lowest level misdemeanor? Is it, you know, the one with the most punishment or the least? And he said, I think it's the one with the least. He didn't know. He was completely wrong about that.
And he's a law enforcer.
He is a sheriff's officer of some sort.
He'll enforce the law, but he doesn't know what it is.
He has no idea. So, so that may mean if it's Klonopin, as we've been informed that it is, then that would mean that he is facing a Class 2 misdemeanor, which is up to 6 months in jail and up to $1,000 fine. So that's down from a year in jail and $2,500. It's still cold comfort. I mean, that's not going to make anybody jump for joy. He's still in their possession. We don't know when he's going to be released. We'll continue more on this case. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome here as the folks over at Virginia Cop Block continue a call flood against the jail, which is apparently upsetting the family. I want to talk about that aspect of this here in a moment. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. And luckily, wine has not been made illegal again in the United States. There was a time, of course, where there was a prohibition on alcohol, and then that was a very bad time. And luckily, we've gotten through that, and people tend to understand that alcohol prohibition was a failure. Unfortunately, they have yet to figure out that the same prohibition is a failure for drugs. We can get you some amazing bottles of wine with free shipping through Cameron Hughes Wines. You go to chwine.com, use code FTL. That's how you get the free shipping on this exceptional wine. Now, you can compare bottles of Cameron Hughes with other bottles of wine you've had, specifically the $70 to $100 bottles of wine. These are great wines. And the secret that Cameron Hughes uses, because he can sell these $100 bottles of wine for about $15. The average Cameron Hughes bottle of wine goes for about $15. And the price difference is because he buys the extra wine from the fancy vineyards that make the very expensive wines. They make too much wine. Somebody's got to buy that extra product. Cameron buys it, and he's then allowed to put his own label on it. He can't put the vineyard's label on it, because then the vineyard would be essentially undercutting their own price. But if Cameron puts his own label on it, he can then market it as his wine, and, you know, it's not his. He didn't make the wine. He's just marketing this wine. And so you get this great wine that is sold elsewhere for a lot more money, for a lot cheaper. So go and check them out. They've got a great selection. The wine is fantastic. We had a wine tasting here a couple weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. chwine.com. You get free shipping, which is not cheap when you're talking about shipping heavy product like wine across the country. So shipping's a big factor. You don't have to worry about it. When you use code FTL, it's an amazing deal. Again, chwine.com. Click the microphone. Use code FTL to get the free shipping. And so back to the story here about James Cleveland. He is in jail right now. We're hoping that he'll be able to get out tonight before he actually ends up being taken to the jail. I guess I should say he's in custody. He's at the sheriff's department in Dinwiddie County, Virginia. And his family's upset. They're saying, stop the call flood. Stop calling these police. We think this is making the situation worse. And I have asked his sister, who reached out to me, saying that she thought these calls were hurting the situation. I asked her your question, Derek J. How do you know it's hurting the situation? James said himself earlier today that he was fine with people calling the sheriff's department. She says, I realize what he said, but to my knowledge, this was before his arrest. And that's true. That was when he did say that. This is just a request from our family, as we are the ones who directly have to deal with this now. I see that it was posted to a cop block Virginia site. The Cop Block Virginia site post has misinformation in it. This is a request from our family, and I'd appreciate not having to get into a discussion about it since we are busy dealing with other things. Well, first of all, I appreciate the fact that they're trying to help. That's good. It's nice when your family members care when you get put into jail. Some family will just, basically kick you to the curb if you get put in jail. So that's nice that they care. But it's been the activist community that has been helping out on this particular issue. It's the activists in Virginia, the cop blockers, who took time out of their day today to drive down what in some cases was an hour drive for people, from what I understand, you know, to drive down to this sheriff's department in a town of 25,000 people in, you know, middle of nowhere, basically Virginia, to help this guy out that they don't know from Adam. I mean, these guys are taking time out of their schedule. I think that should be appreciated, and I appreciate the fact that these, again, people who don't know James are calling the police department to echo their anger and their frustration with the police for continually harassing innocent people. I mean, I appreciate their willingness to help, but there are people who are willing to help James who don't even know him.
Yeah, that to me says quite a lot, and I was shocked at that response. It's like, well, we're the ones who have to deal with this. I'm like, excuse me? There's been a whole bunch of people dealing with this since it happened. James, first of all, started the live stream and let his friends know in Keene. You know, you let other people know, contacting people in Virginia and all of the people around the country who are participating in the call flood. I think everyone's had a hand in this. So for her to be like, oh, well, we have to deal with it. It's like, what would you do? What really, without the activists, what would you be doing right now? Would you even know that James is in jail?
He probably would have called.
He would have made his one phone call, and then what? I don't know. Is his dad or his parents, are they there at the jail bailing him out now? Or,
they live in Georgia.
It's not an impossibility, right?
It's not an impossibility
to go bail him out right now, yeah?
Right. Well, his sister also says that she apparently lives 3 hours away, so she will be the one, she believes, who's going to go and take care of this stuff. But it seems like the cop blockers on the ground are willing to do this kind of stuff.
But that's an interesting thing, because she's going to show up and be the person to bail this guy out, who is a friend of ours, but then she doesn't want these people, the activists, calling the sheriff's department, because probably when she shows up, she's going to be, you know, stared at like with daggers in their eyes. These cops are like, oh, you're the person who made all these people call us. And she's like, no, I didn't support that.
Right.
You know, I didn't want this. I wanted them to be nice to you. I support the police. You know, I presume she's just as frustrated with the fact that she's the one who's going to be in person dealing with this situation. And everyone else feels so brave over the phone. Like,
I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
So should I take down the phone number?
No. No, it's just. But
I don't
maybe,
think I should either, because I'm going on what James said from earlier today.
I think the important thing to do is to remind people to stay calm and be polite. You can stay calm and be polite when making these types of phone calls, even when you have a message like, you know, let this person go, he hasn't harmed anyone, what you're doing is criminal.
That's a good
you
point.
Can say some hard-hitting things while still being polite.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. These concerns from the concerned family member, which I can empathize with them. I really can. I don't want to seem like I'm cold to where they're coming from. But they don't deal with the police on a regular basis. They don't know how these things can benefit the person who is behind bars. There's more on the way here on Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the number here. You can, of course, also reach us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Derek J.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site. If you like the show and you like what we're doing, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live, get the cut of the sale. It's that simple. The same great prices you're used to, same great Amazon service. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut by going to shop.freetalklive.com. I want to talk more about this scared family aspect of dealing with the state here, because we just literally got finished dealing with a similar situation less than 24 hours ago, you and I, Derek J., with the Ross Ulbricht case. But let's go first to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there was a fatal shooting out in Los Angeles by the police. And it's a big news story.
Is this the homeless guy they shot?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video.
I've seen it.
Not only that,
boy.
But the L.A. police chief is offering the excuse that the person was trying to get the cop's gun away, or managed to get the cop's gun away. And I just want to point out that that's not a valid excuse if the cops provoke somebody to respond in self-defense. So now we're told that it's a robbery suspect. I don't know on what basis or what excuse they had. So, but in any case, it's just the same as if bandits are trying to rob an armored car. The guards have a right to fight back by any necessary means, And that doesn't give the bandits the right to shoot the guards. Now, a homeless person, if the cops are trying to arrest a homeless man without a valid excuse for doing so, and the homeless man borrows the cop's gun, that doesn't give the cops the right to shoot the homeless man. The homeless man has a right to borrow the cop's gun and waste the cops to defend the homeless man's unalienable.
Well,
right,
while in theory you may be correct, in practice it ultimately doesn't work out very well when you use violence against the police, Tom. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, though I don't agree.
So this video is tragic, and there are a lot of different things about it that we could get into. I'll be showing it for sure on Cop Lock Radio, but the first thing that stuck out to me is, why doesn't this happen in New Hampshire? This never
happens. The cops brutally shooting someone down?
Someone, yeah, a video of a police officer shooting another man point blank. That just doesn't happen in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And my first thought is, well, probably because there might be return fire.
Possibly.
In
yeah,
New Hampshire.
I wonder how many homeless guys are armed in New Hampshire.
It could be all of them.
It could be.
Because, you know, it's not uncommon to see homeless people with weapons to defend themselves, knives, or mm-hmm. even some expensive materials like cell phones or laptops sometimes the homeless will even have. So that was my first initial thought. And second, it's unfortunate that the video is not very clear about whether or not the man reaches for his gun. So that's going to be another one of those big things that everyone's going to dispute when this video is going around the internet so viral. It's like, oh, well, was he reaching for the gun or not? I don't know. There's no easy way to tell, even though there's video. You would have to include another angle, which should be an indicator if you're out there film and you see something going wrong, a police officer
who was filming
abusing,
this? Where the
just some random okay. standerby on the sidewalk. But there's this effect where it's like, oh, someone else is handling it. You know, like if I saw some other person recording, hypothetically, I might feel less inclined to record myself.
Not
because
you.
They've
you
got
wouldn't
it.
Feel
right.
that way.
Not me, because I'm like, let me get the better angle here.
Right.
I'm going to get closer, get another perspective or whatever. But I think a lot of people see someone video recording, they think, good. That's on record. They're recording. So they're going to capture everything.
Mm-mm.
No, especially when the gun goes off, the video recorder gets scared and, you know, shakes the camera
sure.
a bit. And so it's really hard to see what's happening at that critical moment.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, it's just a tragic video out in L.A. But I think
the crime of being homeless.
The reason why cops in some places like L.A. and New York feel like they can just kill somebody is because they know that you're unarmed, that there's no chance that they're going to be harmed as well. Like they say, what's the number one fear of criminals is that the victim will be armed.
Sure.
And I view
and the police
cops
are
as
criminals.
In
a lot of ways. Sometimes they'll do the right thing, but not as often as I'd like to see them do the right thing.
Yeah, and who's speaking up against the bill in New Hampshire allowing more people to conceal carry without government permission?
The police.
So they want you disarmed, and the fact that this man was shot point blank, I think, feeds into that.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
do you know what the law is or what the practice is regarding truck drivers and the Fourth Amendment? Because I did a quick Google search, and apparently there are a lot of laws and kind of restrictions that go on there. Like, for example, if you're a truck driver, can you be prosecuted if you're, you know, found to be transporting contraband or whatever that you didn't know about?
Okay, so what you're saying is if you're like a professional licensed big 18-wheeler kind of driver?
Right.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I can't imagine why you would be able to be successfully prosecuted if you were not knowingly in possession of something, if it was your job to transport some sort of cargo that you didn't know what was in those, you know, the pallets that were in the truck, then they're going to charge you just like they're charging our friend James Cleveland. They're charging him with a class 2 misdemeanor that could result in up to 6 months in jail, but they have to prove that he was knowingly in possession. And I don't think that just because he would have had a Class D license or whatever, the CDL, the commercial driver's license, I don't think that would mean that all of a sudden you're knowingly in possession of every single product that's in the back of the truck. I could be wrong, but that doesn't make much sense.
And Nathan, I don't think it's as important what the law says as what you convince the jury of, because is the jury going to say that a truck driver is really guilty of transporting drugs when there's a couple of pills that he didn't know about in a shipment?
Mm. Now, that's a good point. It's just when you brought up the story, I thought about what I would do in that situation and how it would apply to other people. I don't think I would consent to driving a truck across like a long distance, say from, I don't know, Pennsylvania to Virginia or whatever. I don't think I would consent to do that unless I knew what was in the truck, precisely because of, you know, what happened.
How can you know? You know, I mean, if you're driving an 18-wheeler, how could you inspect every single can of yogurt or whatever is in your shipment?
Oh, right. I didn't know he was driving a large truck.
He's not driving an 18-wheeler. He's driving like kind of a box truck. One of the not as large as long as a full tractor trailer, but you know, half the size or whatever.
Okay, well, I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, that was my reaction when I first heard it, that, you know, I wouldn't be willing to do that. Like, supposing someone was paying me to do that, unless mm-hmm. I knew, you know, what the contents were. And also, real quick, do you know how the sentencing kind of thing works? Like, if he's sentenced in Virginia, does that mean he has to serve the sentence in Virginia?
That's correct.
And then, okay, so basically, basically they don't care where he lives. He has to show up to court. He has to do the procedures and so forth from their perspective.
Yes.
And if he gets sentenced to jail, then he has to be in jail.
He's going to have to go back to Virginia to go to court on this thing unless they drop the charge.
Because remember who the victim is here, Nathan. The victim, of course, is the state of Virginia.
The peace and dignity of the state of Virginia.
Yeah, has been violated by James just for driving through with his contraband,
right,
allegedly.
Well, I'm glad they restored the peace to the state of Virginia by, stopping this little pill bottle. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Nathan. Thanks for the call tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE.
What a joke. The police don't make peace.
No,
this is
not.
The complete opposite of restoring peace and dignity to the state, as Nathan put it.
The state does not have dignity in the first place, and nor is the state in any way a peaceful organization. By its nature, the state is violence.
You know, I heard that police were formed originally in the 1800s, and they were different from sheriffs, which were supposedly the only valid law enforcers. Now, police's job was, with the creation of roads across the country, to watch out for passengers and people who were using these roads so that there weren't highwaymen who would rob them stop them. And so
they became what they were supposed to protect against.
Yes. So exactly. The police were supposed to guard against this very thing happening to people like James, where you're stopped and said, hey, you better give us some money or we're going to search your truck or we're going to
waylaying.
We're going to put you in a cage and then demand money from your family.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Derek J., you've actually got a related story. Smuggling into North Korea. That's on the way. 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about some dangerous work. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. And our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.